Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I've had enough murder in my life lately. Let's just have a case of fraud. I mean, it can be awful and egregious, but let's just make it fraud.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie as always. How you doing, brother?
I'm pretty good. I actually, I try really hard when I pick the topics for True Crime to not go murder. There are so many cases out there that are murder, and we dive deep into those on Tuesdays. So I try to keep it a little lighter. Last week, we had some road rage. We had a little bit of ding-dong ditch rage. This time, this is my rage. This story makes me angry. And I don't know if you've heard of it, but it is terrible. But nobody was blatantly murdered as far as what this woman did.
This is one that I had not heard of before you brought it to me. So, yes, it is, I don't know, it's like stolen valor. So why don't you get the ball rolling?
Yeah, so in case you are really young and think it's a historical event that's just way in the past or you haven't dug into it, 9/11 is referred to as September 11th, 2001, when the World Trade Centers had terrorists fly planes into them. Thousands of Americans lost their lives, and it was a really, I mean, continues to be an emotional trigger for a lot of people in America. This is, I don't know, it very much pertains to 9/11, but not one of the attackers. In 2003, a woman named Tanya Head came forward, and she claimed that she had a fascinating story for how she escaped the South Tower during the September 11th attacks. She described a dramatic rescue by a firefighter who was wearing a red scarf as he guided her out of the building with the smoke and the rubble before it completely collapsed. She asserted that she had lost her fiancé, Dave, in the North Tower, and she described their last conversation before they got off the phone, and then the North Tower was struck and he ultimately perished. And she is became very much a spokesperson for survivors of 9/11, so much so that she rose to prominence in the Survivors Network. This is a group for people that were in the towers on 9/11 or family and friends associated with that to come together and support each other. She became the chairperson for this group, for this network. She led public appearances, led fundraising efforts, and even traveled with Mayor Rudy Giuliani to Ground Zero during the tower's reopening. She told people about her injuries. She was burned. She had a broken arm, but how she persevered to fight through and lead this group. But there's a problem with that, John.
Yeah, there is. Well, as time went on, people began to notice holes in her story. So first off, she claimed that she worked, but investigations later revealed that there were no records which tied her to that building or to an employer in that building. So even the most basic facts did not check out. She even used the scar from a surgical procedure to explain burn injuries that she had from this attack. That was a red flag. So survivor and journalist Stephen Kirkagin grew suspicious and started digging deeper and deeper into this. In July of 2007, Boston Herald published his story and confirming that Head had never worked in the World Trade Center. Her fiancé, Dave, could not be traced to the World Trade Center. So this was very interesting. So this actually forced some backlash. Head resigned from her volunteer positions, and she disappeared from public life completely. She apologized, but didn't fully come clean.
And just in case it's not clear what's happening here, she was seeking attention and power and claimed to be a survivor of the towers in 9/11 to get sympathy, to get attention, and to get that power. Absolutely disgusting. There were so many people involved in this network that were impacted, and I don't know, they're very offended by her fraudulent representation of being a survivor of 9/11. Fast forward to just a few years ago, 2021, It was reported that Head had resurfaced in Barcelona under what is her real name. Her real name is Alicia Esteve Head. She's now 48 years old. She's running an employment agency and a health service consultancy since around 2012. Anecdotally, people say they had seen her in and around New York after her fraud was exposed, but she's maintained radio silence. A recent Spanish outlet spotted her in Catalonia in September 2021, and she refused to comment there. You can go online and see all kinds of Reddit threads and discussions. There are interviews with psychologists that explain how individuals like Tanya Head may craft alternate identities to gain emotional or social reward. And again, she got sympathy. She got power. She was in leadership roles. But this was all based on a story that was completely made up. And she didn't think that she was going to get caught.
I see it all the time on TikTok where gentlemen will be wearing like outfits that look like, you know, army fatigues, and they dress up in the, you know, the fancier, like I think they're called Class A uniforms to make people think that they are a United States soldier. And people who are actually in the armed forces will recognize some things that just don't look right. So they'll question them and press them until they find out these guys are just impersonating a soldier. So we call that stolen valor. And yeah, I mean, they impersonate those things to feel something that they don't feel inside. They need to feel, you know, supported. They need to feel important. And I feel like it's the same thing she needed to feel in her life. So this was a deception that cut really deep. It victimized actual survivors. It took away from their space, their funding, and their attention that was rightfully theirs and not hers. I think it's important to note she's never been charged criminally. I don't know that she actually financially gained anything for herself. You know, if she did any charity work, did any of that money go to her specifically? Like, because if so, I think she could be criminally charged. But that's not what we see here. There's been no charges right now. This one's interesting, man.
Yeah, as far as I could find, there was no missing money. She did not benefit financially. She benefited in these other ways, socially, emotionally. But there's no crime for breaking people's hearts and being a big jerk face like she was. I would love to find a way to prosecute her. I mean, we got Al Capone on tax evasion and things like that. Can't we find a way to hold her accountable for this awful behavior? Because this really does, I don't know, we cover a lot of awful things, but this is something that's going out of your way to pretend to be something you're not in a situation like this. It just makes me sick to my stomach, and it makes me really frustrated. And I'm usually not out for vengeance, but I would love to see her pay in some way.
Absolutely. Jamie, this is a good one. And I'm like you. I don't know if criminal charges are appropriate or not, but if there's like a list of like the hall of shame that we could publicly create, then maybe she's, you know, she's in there somewhere. Maybe not even top five, but definitely makes the list.
Yeah, she's definitely in the long hallway entrance. And true crime to go. Apparently no crime was committed here, but there dang well should be. And we appreciate you guys hanging out with us once again for this crime story told in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.